Todd Gerstein is president of Smart Web Parts. He talks about time leaks experienced by lawyers. His new product is called Smart Time. It's designed to assist lawyers in capturing the time they expended but failed to record. Studies have shown that time is leaked, lost, or never recorded to the tune of at least 100 hours per year. At $200 per hour, that's $20,000 in revenue per year that was never billed, and thus lost, simply because of careless lawyer behavior. Listen to learn more.
I have the pleasure today of talking with Todd Gerstein, president of Smart Web Parts. Todd, good to have you with us today.
Nice to meet you, Ed.
Let's start with your new product, Smart Time. What is it, and how old is it, and why did you create it? And I guess most importantly, what does it do?
All righty. You know, attorneys may argue about many topics, Ed, but the one issue that everybody agrees upon is that they hate keeping track of time. Smart Time is a time capture and entry system that answers the age-old question, what did I do today that is billable? It's a system that's directed to firms that are 25, 30 attorneys and bigger that have a infrastructure around with exchange servers, document management systems, phone systems, and such. But we were in the design phase, trying to explore time entry to figure out what was going on in the industry. We asked attorneys, how do they really prepare their timesheets? What happens when they get down to that moment in time when they either got to put the pen to paper and put it onto the, or put it right onto the computer? And what we discovered is that there's three types of timekeepers in the marketplace. One is what we call a contemporaneous timekeeper. And this is the timekeeper that keeps time as it happens. They like the existing tools, classic time entry, maybe even like a timer on their desktop. The big surprise to us was that only one in five attorneys really keep their time this way. And what's interesting about it, this is where managing partners and firm management are pushing everybody to behave this way because they're convinced that keep your time on a daily basis. That's always been the mantra in the industry. You'll get more time.
Mm-hmm.
But this group was a small group. What we discovered is that the lion's share of the attorney population, maybe almost 70-80% of the people, actually enter their time days, if not weeks, after the event happens.
Wow. And if they do that, I know that there are statistics that show how much time they fail to record as a consequence.
Right.
Do you know what those statistics are? Have you studied that as well?
You know, we have studied that, and I could give you some, like, real live numbers. We have a firm in Melbourne, a large law firm in Australia, that's been using Smart Time, and they just reported back to us that when a user is inside the office and they're using Smart Time, they're finding an extra 12 to 30 minutes a day the bill that might have slipped through the cracks, you know, what we call leak time, those little tenths of hours, those quick emails, those quick phone calls, those things that are done outside of the office to bill. But what's even more interesting, they told us, that when the attorney is outside the office, they're at courts, they're at meetings, they're leaking even more time because it's harder to keep track of things while you're mobile. And that those people were leaking anywhere from 30 minutes to 60 minutes. So this law firm extrapolated out the numbers they got from their survey, and they concluded that an attorney might be leaking as much as 100 hours a year in lost time. You take an attorney that's billing $200, $300 an hour, you're talking about $30,000 worth of leaked time. You multiply it by a lot of, you know, all the attorneys in the firm and the numbers, it's huge.
Did you say 100 hours a year?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. And in terms of today's world, a lot of people are talking about ROI, return on investment. And one of the elements of consideration in buying any product or service, what have you, is payback or return on investment. When lawyers install Smart Time, what is the impact on their investment how fast do they see the return? What kind of return would you anticipate they should expect?
Okay. We sell Smart Time on a subscription basis, a year-to-year basis. So take, for example, a 300-attorney firm. Smart Time will probably cost about $90 per seat per year. Now, for a timekeeper, let's take that timekeeper we get talking about it, you know, at $250 an hour. They only need to find about a third of an hour to get an ROI. And what we've learned about leak time and the ability of Smart Time to jog the timekeeper's memory, that recovery will happen in the first day or two that the person is using the system. It's almost instantaneous.
That's pretty good payback.
That's as good as it gets.
You've just about. Well, talk to us a little bit about the process that Smart Time uses to capture or recapture the time that the lawyer spends that he or she does not record.
Okay. So if you think about it, when you're in a firm and you're working, you're doing emails, all that's logged in the Exchange server in and out. If you're doing documents, everything you did is in the DM system. Phone calls in and out are in the phone switch. If you have a mobile environment with Blackberries, that's in what's called a Blackberry Enterprise server, a Dev server. So what we do is when you're working, the lawyers are leaving digital fingerprints all over the firm's infrastructure. So what we do is we go out and we have a data mining engine that goes and gathers all of those digital fingerprints and presents it to the attorney in a journal format and says, this is what you did today. Now, people can use Smart Time in multiple ways. Some people simply get the reports and then do time their old manual way, so they kind of have a journal, a cheat sheet, to make sure that everything gets billed completely and accurately. Or on the other extreme, people can use Smart Time as a complete time entry tool, take those events that the time capture engine found, manipulate them a little, change the descriptions, and then post them right into their accounting system.
So it's still then up to the lawyer, if I'm understanding you correctly, to review all the data that you present him, correct?
That's exactly right. It would be a disservice to simply count clicks on a keyboard, because that doesn't count into time thinking and reading and analyzing. So it's not appropriate to monitor too closely. We take the attorney right up to the point where we want to jog the memory of what they did so that they can value themselves.
Okay. And your system will record the emails and the time spent on the emails. It'll record the phone calls and the time spent on the phone calls. But it's up to the lawyer then to describe it, to supplement that with time at research and negotiations and whatever else he's doing, right?
That's correct. We actually provide exact time on phone calls, mobile calls, but we don't provide time on emails. Because what we discovered in our time and motion studies when we were doing the original research is that, say you get an email from a client, and you read it, you think about it, you leave the keyboard, you then go and you look at some papers because you want to do some analysis, you think about it a little longer, and then you send a response. You might have spent 35 minutes on the email, but the system may only say you were there for 12 minutes because there was a lot of thinking going on. So what we've discovered is it's not good to give the attorney false times because they become dependent upon it. So it's better just to jog their memories. Phone calls, mobile calls, there we give exact time.
Okay. And in the email, when you're talking about jogging, what are you jogging? In other words, you just say that you had an email to so-and-so or from so-and-so. Is that
right? It will say who it's from, who it's to, when, you know, the date stamp of when it actually happened, and what was the subject line of it. And then we'll also even describe, was it a thread of two or three times? How many times did it go back and forth?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly information that the lawyer would not have without your system. So tell me how your system differs from other systems that claim to do something similar that are out there in the marketplace.
we're the only system in the marketplace that actually supports the three different timekeeper behaviors. Now, contemporaneous, do it as you go, the hunter and gatherer, which we just described, and then the third behavior, which we haven't talked about, which is what I call the collaborative behavior. This is the type of timekeeper who works with a secretary or an assistant to prepare their timesheets. So we're the only person in the marketplace that has that hunter-gatherer technology, and that's where we're unique. We don't ask the timekeeper to change their behavior, their style, their rhythm, to work in the constraints of any given behavior. We let them choose what behavior is best for them, and then we provide the software to support it.
Okay. And where can folks take a look at your product? How can they see how it can help them become more effective?
We do public webinars. You can find it on our website at www.smart-webparts.com. Well, we're happy to do demonstrations. We do demonstrations all day long for firms that want a private viewing.
Terrific. And I gather that you started your company recently, late 2009. What other products have you got in mind or are coming to market soon?
Right. We're working on a second product that's called Smart Contact. And the Smart Contact answers the question, who in the firm knows Mark Green, or who knows anybody at the ABC company? It's a social networking product that goes into Microsoft Exchange, just like SmartTime, data mines emails, and looks for hidden relationships, and then based upon a mathematical algorithm that we have, we're able to score those emails as to the strength and depth of the relationship, kind of just like in the Olympics. And then we present to the user saying, hey, you know, the person that knows Mark Green best is Sam White.
Terrific. Well, Todd, I want to thank you very much for joining us today and telling us about a new movement in the technology field, again, helping lawyers become more effective and more efficient in the delivery of their legal services. Thanks again.
Thank you, Ed.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. You can read more about this and other topics from the business of law at www.lawbizblog.com, or start your own discussion about this topic at www.lawbizforum.com. Join today. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.